This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And sort of one of the hot topics in the crypto sphere today is what I'm referring to as the Nerd Wars. Other people are referring to as some kind of hash war. And
hash war seems to be the term that everyone's using.
So hash, apparently some technical computer term that I don't quite understand. I just know that there are some nerds that disagree with some other nerds over how a particular cryptocurrency, in this case Bitcoin Cash, BCH, how it should move forward. So now there's one group that wants to go forward with something, and then another group that says, no, we should tweak things just a little bit, and they're calling that Satoshi Vision.
Satoshi Vision. I always think of Panavision. Remember that logo?
Only it's not.
Filmed in Panavision?
Yeah, I also think of one of those, things that one might use to record some kind of TV show or a movie or something.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of days. And, we at the Bitcoin Embassy New Hampshire, we did a little moderated discussion yesterday talking about the different sides of this thing and how it may play out and what's going on.
But I've not seen that yet. I haven't had a chance to watch the video you made of it. So just what exactly is going on?
So about a year ago, let's say August 1st of 2017, there had been a long brewing dispute between proponents of Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin, on how it could scale. And one side thought that if we just make the blocks bigger, then that's a good way to go. The other side had more of a technical, they wanted to do different things, implement different technologies.
Something
to
called
allow
segregated witness that I still don't completely understand exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm still not clear on that, but I'm not entirely sure that's what's going on today.
It isn't, but I just wanted to lay a little bit. So this is background background from, say, 2013 to 2017. There had been this dispute, and it was, we thought, resolved by something called the New York Agreement, where both sides wanted to give a little bit, and they came up with this plan.
The consensus agreement.
Yes, one that did not include really anybody except for the people inside the room in New York originally.
Right.
So it was sort of a lot of people saw it as sort of a back room deal.
Right.
You know, smoke-filled room.
Yeah, it was later explained to me in a way of basically everybody that was part of that agreement knew that they weren't actually going to fulfill the agreement. And so then my question is, why agree to something if you know that everybody is lying?
I think there was I think the honest thing was they were trying to present some sort of consensus coming out of this meeting. And it just, you can present it, but then you got to follow through. But in the end, people started dropping off, and then something came along called a user-activated soft fork, UASF, and that allowed activation of the Bitcoin, kind of the original core developers of Bitcoin, to move ahead with something that they wanted, SegWit, but it did not. It sort of split that between that and the activation of larger blocks, which the big blockers wanted. But in the end, on August 1st, 2017, the big blockers kind of took off and they said, we're going to split the chain. And they split it, and that's what became Bitcoin Cash. It was running different software than Bitcoin. It was not compatible with Bitcoin, so it became its own cryptocurrency. which is fine in my estimation. You know what I mean? It's a big market out there, and we're still in the baby steps phase. We don't know which one's going to win. We don't know which direction's going to go win. We don't know what billions of people are going to choose, and that's what it's all about. But there were kind of two distinct, you know, directions to go in. So that gave us Bitcoin Cash. Fast forward, and one of Bitcoin Cash's credos during this whole thing is we're not afraid of doing hard forks. Now, you'll hear people talk about soft forks and hard forks. A soft fork is when you upgrade software in such a way that it allows backwards compatibility. You don't have to upgrade to the newest version. You can if you want the new features, but you don't have to. That's a soft fork.
All right, so let me see if I understand this, and I'm going to give an example using a different type of technology that might be more relatable to people.
Sure.
So I've got a version of LibreOffice, which used to be OpenOffice. There's a new version that comes out.
Right.
All of the old LibreOffice files that I've had will work on this new thing.
Correct.
I can update it if I want to. I don't have to.
Sure.
So that would be the equivalent of a soft fork.
Well, it truly is. A
hard fork would be if they say, we're coming out with a new version, and everybody must upgrade because nothing's going to work anymore.
Exactly.
Exactly, which is what Microsoft did with Microsoft Office pretty much every time they released a new version. All your old files wouldn't work anymore.
Periodically. Right. Yeah. Yeah, not that I do not construe that as supporting Microsoft's
I'm just using that as an example.
Right, but yeah, when you hit Word 2010 or whatever it was that would no longer open doc files and it only do things in docx files. Yeah, that's a good example. And this truly was like the LibreOffice example because LibreOffice is open source development.
Yes,
you know what I mean. So every time they do a new version, they can choose to do a soft fork or a hard fork. A hard fork is not backwards compatible. That means that if something worked for you before, it's not going to work for you now.
Right. So things work on Windows 7. They don't work on Windows 10,
right.
October 2019 edition.
Sure. So in the Bitcoin Cash world, they made a decision early on, the developers that were working hard on this, was to say, you know what, we're not afraid of hard forks. This is going to be the best way for us to move forward. So every 6 months, we're going to introduce a hard fork, and we will require, if you're going to be doing Bitcoin Cash stuff, you got to upgrade.
Right.
So that's the path they went down. The next one was supposed to activated today.
Today.
Yes.
A few hours
November ago. November 15th, a few hours ago. And with that, there was a lot of contention over some of the features, and you also have a new entry into this whole thing. And that's when we get into personalities and things like that. But another group of developers have split off from Bitcoin Cash to create Bitcoin Satoshi Vision.
And there's a website where you can attempt to follow some of this. I don't know what any of these numbers mean on this website. Hashwars.cash. And they have little Star Wars figures for
cute.
The different things. So you can kind of tell what direction the operators of this website.
Yeah, the Hashwars guys, they've got Bitcoin SV listed. They've got the icons
Emperor,
of Darth Vader,
Darth
a stormtrooper,
Vader and a stormtrooper,
and the Sith Lord.
Yeah.
So we know who the enemy is.
Right.
Yeah, and then they've got some androids representing Bitcoin Unlimited.
Those are not the droids you're looking for.
They've got Chewbacca, some dude in like a flight suit, and
Luke and
some
Han.
Other guy representing Bitcoin ABC. They have, I think this is Luke and Leia for Bitprim, and I've never heard of Bitprim.
No, I haven't either.
They have
it's going to be another
Bitcoin XT.
Yeah, another client for the Bitcoin Cash network. That's the thing. In cryptocurrencies, a lot of times you can run different versions of software.
Right.
You know, and in this case, you've got a couple different players, and and Bitcoin SV, Satoshi Vision, and Bitcoin Cash, or Bitcoin ABC, they will call it. Those aren't the only two options out there.
Right.
And what we're seeing here is, you know, a number of options, and some actually offer compatibility to features from both sets of software.
So there's probably more to discuss here.
A little
plus
bit more.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. We're talking about the crypto nerd wars, and there's actually, you know, some information available. Well, there's a lot of information available in a lot of places, but you might want to check out news.bitcoin.com. I'm on the site right now. On the right-hand side, they do have something titled Fork Watch, with just a list of a bunch of different articles talking about this, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, Nerd Fight. That's basically what it is, right? It's a nerd fight, but they're calling it a hash war because, you know, computers have hash rates or something.
It's easy to belittle these sorts of things, but, you know, Bitcoin Cash is, what, the third or fourth highest market cap in cryptocurrency, which makes that number a ballpark. And this always changes. You know,
right.
Prices go up and down, but...
Oh, I'm not saying it's not a valuable thing. I'm just saying that, you know, the squabble, and we'll get into the minutia here in just a moment.
This is why I don't think it's minutia. What is the? Do you see the market cap of Bitcoin Cash? Where?
Yeah, it looks like. How many commas is that?
Hold on, let me go.
It should be in the billions.
Yeah, 7.37 billion.
Okay, so when we talk about minutia and nerd fights, I mean, I think it's important to realize that this is real money. It's as real as the money. If you got some greenback dollars, it's more real than that because it's crypto. So we're talking about real wealth. And when these fights come up, it's easy to sort of dismiss it, but I don't dismiss $7 billion.
No,
that's a
I'm
real
not saying
thing.
It's not a valuable thing that is being fought over.
Sure.
But the reason for the fighting, it's like when, you know, the people in Congress, and again, news.bitcoin.com for more info on this and a bunch of other crypto-related stuff. But when people in Congress are arguing over, we should reduce the spending increase by a tenth of a percent. No, it should be one half of 1%. It's minutia.
Right.
It's a bunch of money,
yeah,
but it's minutia.
Sure. And when you're talking about market cap for the entire crypto market of, somewhere around, I'm guessing, $150 billion, 7% is certainly some percentage of that. And
sure,
there are a lot of people, not just wealthy people, that own cryptocurrency. The real purpose that...
$186 billion right now, approaching $187.
Good. Those are people that have taken their money out of the traditional finance world. They've taken it out of fiat currency and they put it in cryptocurrency, and they believe in it. Some are doing it just for speculation. I get that. But what this can do is remove our dependency on federal money, and it, you know, fiat currencies that are just decreed by governments to have some value are bad for you. They hurt you, and they hurt your neighbors, and they hurt the poorest up among us the worst. And this is why it's not a good idea. Cryptocurrency has been one of those tools that has allowed us to fight back against them. And I think it's very important to see how this stuff shakes out.
So, again, this whole thing between Bitcoin ABC and Bitcoin Satoshi Vision.
Yep.
We had Roger Ver on a few nights ago, and he was saying that one side wants to make some changes now and then make another set of changes in 6 months, and the other side wants to make the second set of changes, let's call them change Y.
Right.
They want to do change Y now and wait for change X for 6 months. So it's, you know, basically quibbling over an order of operations.
Well, there is some of that. So let's talk about the players in all this. So Bitcoin Cash, or this version of Bitcoin Cash,
ABC,
which is running Bitcoin ABC software, is most heavily supported by Roger Ver and Jihan Wu. Roger Ver runs and owns Bitcoin.com.
Yep.
Jihan Wu owns Bitmain. Bitmain is the largest producer of mining hardware on the planet.
Okay.
So he does a lot with all sorts of different cryptocurrencies, but he's taken a particular interest in Bitcoin Cash. That is the Bitcoin ABC side. The Bitcoin SV, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision side, is most prominently represented by two people. One is Calvin Ayers, a online gambling billionaire. He's got billions of dollars. He's very much into the crypto scene. He owns, controls the mining pool CoinGeek, which is the largest mining pool on the Bitcoin Cash side. Mining pools are collections of miners, miner hardware, that allows new coins to come into existence, and they also secure the network by processing those transactions and all sorts of things.
A pool allows people that don't necessarily have a lot of computer power to somehow send that computer power through the internet to somebody else's computer, and then they collect from a bunch of different people.
Yeah, they get a share based on how much computing power they're contributing.
Right, and because when new Bitcoins are created, that is called a mining reward. You get that for the hard work that your computer does in all this stuff. So through all this, again, Calvin Ayers, CoinGeek, biggest mining pool out there. And the second one, Roger Veers, Bitcoin.com. We're sticking to Bitcoin SV or Satoshi Vision. The other major player in this is Craig S. Wright. And Craig S.
Stands
Wright
for fake Satoshi?
Stephen. Craig Stephen Wright.
Craig.
But he does claim to be Satoshi.
See, I like Stephen Wright.
He claims to be Satoshi, and a bunch of people say, if you were really Satoshi, you could have proven it a long time ago.
A lot of
people. And he's like, I don't have to prove it to you. You should just believe it because I say it.
Yeah, he's a controversial figure, to say the least, in the cryptocurrency world. Now, Craig Wright is a... You know, seemingly a well-educated guy, seemingly a intelligent guy. Not saying it seemingly, but he is a bombastic guy. He likes to throw the verbal bricks around, and he's not afraid of picking a fight.
He's also claiming that he's going to destroy like all of cryptocurrency by the end of next year.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So Craig Wright, a few years back, started a company called Enchain, which was going to do development in the cryptocurrency space, and he has pursued a lot of patents. He sees the Bitcoin ABC side implementing some things that will allow a lot of opacity to transactions. In other words, make it easier for people to hide transactions. What his issue with that, he says, is that that's basically saying, hello, law enforcement, we're creating a cryptocurrency specifically to be used for illegal drug trade and kiddie porn and to fund human trafficking. He's saying that the direction that Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin ABC is headed in is strictly about enabling illegal activity. And he says that's never going to fly. You want to bring down the heat, bring it down this way. What I want to do with Satoshi Vision is roll the version back to version 0.1 when Bitcoin was first released.
Go back to 2009.
Exactly. He wants to do away with a lot of the new things that we did and bring back some of the old stuff.
And let's talk about some of those new things, some of the old things. The new things are old again. The old things are new again, etc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
USA Radio News.
The Florida Senate race between Senator Bill Nelson and Governor Rick Scott is headed to a recount after the latest round of machine tallies showed the two candidates still very close. Scott leads Nelson by 12,603 votes. Republican Senator Marco Rubio joins Fox News and explains the whole hand count process.
There will have to be a hand recount of the overvotes and undervotes, basically. Did somebody skip the ballot and not vote for this race? Now the canvassing board, if the counting teams don't do it, have to sit down and determine, did the voter intend to vote or not?
The United States Food and Drug Administration has proposed a plan to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars in the United States. The agency is also imposing new restrictions on the sales of flavored e-cigarettes. The proposal still has to go through several regulatory phases, and it could be years before the rules take effect. The Dow is up 208 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about the hash wars, or what I've been referring to as the nerd wars, where, and we still haven't gotten into, and Chris, I know you took issue with me calling it the minutia of why they're battling.
Yeah. It's not that I take issue with the term minutia. It's just I think it is important because it's real money. That's it.
Right.
Yeah, and, it is.
Minutia can be important. It just seems to be, you know, it's a minor quibble.
Oh, yeah.
That instead of just, you know, settling it like, you know, grown adults like they supposedly are.
Supposedly.
They're like, some we're of them are, going to wind
some
up
of them are adults, but you
going
know,
to war.
Right.
And one of the things, somebody posted in the Discord chat, and you can find that over at discord.lrn.fm. There's a bunch of different chat rooms. This was posted in the on-air chat room, again, discord.lrn.fm. They said one of the things is 32 megabyte blocks versus 128 megabyte blocks.
Yeah.
And right now, Bitcoin Cash is nowhere near either 32 or 128 or
nobody's
3.2 for that matter.
Nobody right. needs all that space yet anyway.
Right. Yeah. And then,
but that is part of the difference in directions. And
Chris, you mentioned one of the things was canonical something something.
Transaction ordering.
Yeah. So basically, as things are timestamped, they would get put in a queue based on when they were timestamped. And I said, how has that not already been a thing? Because one would think
right.
that transactions would get processed in the order that they were put there. Now, I can understand, you know, somebody puts a higher
fee
on that, so then that would sort of jump to the front of the line, but then otherwise everything should be processed in order. Things created equal,
yeah.
But if it's not a canonical something-something, then they could just, for some reason, sort of blackball a specific address if they wanted to?
The positive side of that is it's supposed to add stability to the blockchain, and it's supposed to add some level of scalability, and that's why the lead developer on the Bitcoin ABC side, Amare Sushay, if I've got his name right, something like that.
I have no idea.
Probably mispronouncing it, so my apologies. But, you know, those are the things that he's looking at. And he's, if you watch some of his videos that talk about this release, the other thing that they're doing is jumping to 32 megabyte, while the Bitcoin block size, I should say, the blocks right. that are mined by miners.
Possible block size, and again, right. they're nowhere near.
Right. But they want to put a 32 megabit limit on it, and the Bitcoin SV with Craig Wright says, no, we're going straight to 128 megabyte. So, again, it's sort of silly because nobody can fill up those blocks now with
right.
the transaction, even though it's at like 4 megabits or 8 megabytes right. in size right now. But, you know, the answer from the Bitcoin ABC folks is, you know, we did a stress test a couple months ago, and we threw tons of transactions. The biggest block size we got to was 22 megabytes, and we saw things behaving funny. Things just weren't right when we got to blocks of that size. So we said, you know, we don't even need it.
Why would we go to 128?
So, yeah, let's work on, and in his words, let's work on the most expensive things first. The things that will require the most coding to repair. And, you know, that's where he sounds like he wants to do a deeper dive into some of the things that they discovered when they tried that scaling experiment. So in the end, you know, a lot of this comes down to two very different personalities in my mind, Roger Ver versus Craig Wright. You know, Craig Wright has famously claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto.
And whenever he's asked to prove it, he says no.
Yeah.
Or I don't need to prove it, just believe me.
Or he gets somebody to tell people that he proved it to them.
Well, yeah, and that's an interesting thing, too, and we talked about that yesterday in our discussion. The proof that he provided was he invited a bunch of reporters who had been involved in breaking the story in the first place and a couple people in the Bitcoin world, most notably Gavin Andreessen. Gavin Andreessen is well known because he's a former Free Talk Live amplifier. He is also the guy that when Satoshi disappeared, he basically turned over the keys to
right.
and said, you run Bitcoin from here on out. And Gavin was a very senior developer in the early Bitcoin code. So,
now, is Gavin, the last I heard, he was still working on Bitcoin Core.
No.
Has he moved on from that?
I think he left Bitcoin Core some long time ago.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's been a while. I thought he was doing some stuff with Bitcoin ABC.
So did Gavin wind up saying Craig is Satoshi?
Well, here's what happened. So he invites these people into this hotel room, and they bring in, Craig provides a laptop that's still sealed in the box. They unbox the laptop. They connect it to the hotel Wi-Fi.
Okay.
They load up a version of Electrum, which is a Bitcoin wallet.
Yep.
And they then proceed to, Craig is given the computer. Craig does a couple things, and he produces what appears to be a message signed by one of Satoshi Nakamoto's private Bitcoin keys.
All right.
Now, the problems with that are nobody saw him actually do it. The signature, if you look at it, is identical to another signature used by Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah, the signature was faked.
Well, in other words, yeah, when you do a cryptographic signing, you expect certain things to be different because what you type into your message, for example, affects the outcome.
Right.
So instead of a proper signature, he copied the signature off something else.
It looked like a copy and paste, and so you still had Gavin Andreessen coming out of that going, based on what I saw, and I can't verify everything, Sure looks like the dude Satoshi Nakamoto. That's what Gavin said coming out of that.
And but yeah, you're right. I did look him up. Gavin had his commit access to Bitcoin Core revoked.
Yes. He was very much on the big blocker side. And Daryl, you and I have met Gavin. He's a super guy.
Yeah, he lives right down the road here in Amherst, Mass.
Yeah. I think he was at one of the conventions.
He was.
He's been interviewed on this show before.
Yeah, he was like the one speaker or panelist that was not from New Hampshire.
But actually the guy that Satoshi turned the keys over to. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But even Gavin, you know, came out and said, originally said that, yeah, Craig Wright looks like he's Satoshi. And then as time has gone on, he's, you know, as other people, and this
well,
stuff
what I'm
happens.
Hearing here, it sounds kind of like the Giorgio Tsoukalos thing, to where he's like, I'm not saying it was aliens, but it could have probably been aliens.
Right. And, you know, of course, other people are going to come to him with other ideas and goes, well, did you check it this way? Did you do this?
Right.
And Gavin would go, well, no, we didn't even think about it at the time, you know. So these sorts of things happen, but it doesn't look like he's really Satoshi.
Yeah. Let's go to the Discord call-in line. We've got Wikawea calling in. Wikawea, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Hey there. I just wanted to ask what you guys think of IOTA. Like, I don't know much about it, but I've just seen YouTube videos and stuff, and I just thought it was quite interesting. Do you guys have an opinion?
I have my opinion's like 6-7 months old because that was the last time I really looked at it.
IOTA is some kind of crypto that doesn't use a blockchain, and it's supposed to allow like your toaster to talk to your light bulb for some weird reason. I still don't know why.
You have me at a disadvantage because I have not heard of this.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the IoT of IOTA stands for Internet of Things.
Right.
And it's supposed to do some kind of something for Internet of Things. I'm not necessarily a fan of IoT devices.
That's okay. But the idea is that we're going to have all these devices that are all going to be connected together, right? And because right now I've got a elliptical exercise machine in my house that's got an IP address. Why, I don't know, but it does.
So that you can stream Hulu.
Right. But people will have all sorts of things that are connected to the Internet. The idea is that these things are going to communicate. There's going to be a cost, and we need to have some way of these machines to be able to pay each other. I'd like to come back to this call, Daryl.
Yeah,
Can we finish our conversation?
If you got more, hang the line. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And we'll get back to the phones in just a second, but I want to tell you about MyPillow because it's a good pillow. I really, really like this pillow. I've had it for a couple of years now. Chris, you said you've had one for a few years longer than me.
I bought mine when we still lived in Pennsylvania, so we're coming up on 5 years I've had mine.
All right, and the MyPillow, that's the brand name. It's guaranteed to last you 10 years, so hopefully it'll last you at least five more than you've already had it, and then you can let us know if it does last those 10 years.
I suspect that at 9 years or so, then I'll probably find some fatal flaw with it and call up the fine folks at MyPillow and get a new one.
And if you don't like the pillow in the first 60 days, you get your money back. So you really have nothing to lose. You either get a really good pillow that lasts you a decade, or you just borrowed a pillow for 2 months. Go to MyPillow.com. Get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price. And get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason in the first 60 days, you can return it for a refund of the purchase price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. So let's go back to Wikawea calling in on the Discord line. Wikawea, you had asked what we thought of this cryptocurrency called IOTA that is supposed to somehow allow all kinds of Internet of Things devices to send cryptocurrency to one another for some reason. I still don't know why my toaster needs to send crypto to the light bulb.
Right. But that's the idea. The idea is that these things will need to have some sort of financial acumen scripted into them, that you would want these sorts of things, and you would want to do sort of micropayments, tiny, tiny, tiny fractional payments.
I still don't know why the toaster needs to pay the light bulb.
It's economics, Daryl.
No, the light bulb needs to pay the toaster.
Right. Or I need to pay the toaster. But in either case, what this would allow is transactions that are much smaller. Think of it, what if your power company said that when your toaster runs, we're only going to charge you for the actual amount of electricity used by your toaster? I'm like, wow, so I don't just get this lump bill? No, no. It may cost like 0.004 cents to toast a piece of bread.
All
if
right.
you signed up for that, so maybe your toaster's sending some amount of funds to the electric company. So a lot of these things are solutions in search of a problem. And
yes, and that's exactly what this sounds like.
Yeah, but it is sort of planning for the future. So IOTA does things completely differently. I think everybody's heard the term blockchain.
Right.
And that's when a bunch of transactions get built into a block, and once that block is processed, it is added to the chain, hence the term blockchain.
Right.
When we're talking about IOTA and some other big projects, what we're talking about are DAGs
and tangles.
DAGs. DAG is a acyclic graph. What's the D? A distributed acyclic?
Directed.
Directed acyclic graph. And that's just basically a different way to store a large amount of data. The big promise out of IOTA early on was virtually no transactions, no mining necessary, no transaction fees, I should say. So it would be very suitable to very, very, very tiny payments. And again, there were a couple of things that IOTA did, and let's talk about IOTA specifically. First of all, they rolled their own cryptography. So all these things, Bitcoin and Ethereum and IOTA, they all function using cryptography to secure their transactions. And one sort of best practice is you use standards.
Right.
You use products and even if they're open
things
source
that have been
products,
tested.
They have, and they're used by, you know, millions of people in different solutions, and everybody's looking at it to try to find an exploit. So the folks at IOTA, when it first came out, they rolled their own. They came up with their own, and that really, for me personally, it really turned me off to the project. It did not give me a warm feeling that these guys knew what they were doing.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's cool. I don't understand like that much about crypto, so I can't really chip in on what you've just said. I had a slightly unrelated quick question.
Go ahead.
When you were losing weight, do you remember like how many were you counting calories? And if so, like, do you remember how many you ate per day and how many you burned per day and stuff? Right now I'm aiming for like 2,200 calories, and I'm trying to.
I was definitely way under that. There were days that, and Wikiwea, thank you for the call. There were days that I was definitely below 1,000 calories. Probably a few days where I was at close to 600. I do not recommend that for anyone without doctor's supervision.
That doesn't sound very healthy.
Were you exercising heavily too at the same time?
Yes. Yes, I was, which is why I don't recommend that to anyone at all unless they're under doctor's supervision.
Yeah.
But, you know, really it's all, I don't want to say it's all about a mindset, but you really do have to change your thinking about how you eat food and that, you know, like food doesn't control you.
Right, right. And you were a big guy, Daryl.
I was.
You were not a fit, svelte athlete like you are today. You were twice the man you are now.
Almost twice. I was well over 300 pounds, about 317.
Yeah.
At the heaviest that I'm aware of, having stepped on a scale. And right now I'm 193, 194.
Yeah, looking good.
I would like to be about 20 pounds lighter, but I feel good.
Right.
I'm, you know, running as fast as I was a year ago.
Right.
And
I'm running further.
Running further, about to do my 10th half marathon coming up second weekend of December. Just finished the second marathon, knocked 5 minutes off the personal record in New York, and I'm already signed up for 2 marathons next year. And on January 9th, I will sign up for 30 hours on the ghost train because I apparently am a crazy man.
I'm going to just bring
I will
up.
Agree with that one.
I'm just going to bring up one name, Jim Fix.
Who?
Didn't wasn't he the guy who exercised like all the time?
He wrote
and
books.
Died of a heart attack.
It was the joy of jogging, and like the one guy who was like fundamental in America turning to jogging for exercise, and he created this whole boom.
Didn't he just drop dead of a heart attack in the middle of a run.
So,
yeah, Wikipedia says his genetic predisposition for heart problems and other previous lifestyle factors may have caused his heart attack.
Oh, God.
But it was 52.
Yeah, 52 years old, drops dead of a heart attack. So just, you know, it's a cautionary tale, Daryl. Have a cheeseburger.
You know, the thing about him is he had a good life. So,
right. Yeah. What the hell?
It's how you live.
If I make it another dozen years, I'm fairly certain I'll have run at least one 100-mile
ultramarathon.
Would love to do the 7-continent challenge.
Are these the things that bring you joy in your life? Do you feel a sense of fulfillment, a sense of, is this all Daryl's about now? I guess that's my question.
Is like this doing things that I didn't think I could previously do?
Okay. So that is the motivating factor.
Yeah, like, what else can I do? Like, you know,
well, I guess
when I first did a half marathon, it was to see, can I do this?
Right.
And then I enjoyed it, and then I did another one, and then I did another one, and I've done 6 so far this year.
Can't these all just count towards your super marathon?
No.
Can't you just add them all up?
No, that's not how.
Is it done?
That's not how things work.
Well, it should be. But yeah, it's interesting what motivates people and what people look back on in life as the things that made them the most happy.
Yeah, and if you're interested in learning more, I did recently publish a book about it, Laughing Everyone on the Couch, How I Lost 145 Pounds and Became a Runner. You can find it on Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Nice.
So is there more to say about the crypto nerd wars of
November? Yeah, we never even got into Craig Wright's little personality issue. Well,
yeah, Craig Wright, I did say he was an abrasive person, and right. He has recently threatened to
destroy all of crypto.
Yeah, he says that, you know, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin ABC will cease to exist once he's done with it. He will bankrupt everybody in the project because he can throw more mining power at it for longer periods of time than they can afford to. He will make it so that he just basically says he's going to bankrupt everybody in that space. He's made other allegations outside of the Bitcoin Cash war. For example, that he is aware of a bug in the Bitcoin blockchain that will, quote, erase every coin in the next 6 months.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.